People who struggle with mental health are moving to a broader team approach for their treatment. It can include things like yoga, a mindfulness practice, and exercise. Miley McCain is an acupuncturist, herbalist, and Chinese medicine practitioner. She deals with all levels of mental illness, including anxiety and stress, but also major depression.
Almost everybody that comes in with a component of stress and anxiety. So even if it's a digestive issue or an orthopedic issue, they have some kind of mental health concern as well. It's really interesting when people receive a treatment that is actually treating their body and changing their nervous system through their body, how it affects their mind.
McCann says the ancients figured out people can feel better with the tiniest change to the nervous system.
Putting a needle into your body, what does your body do? And it is going to have a response, and that response is mediated through the nervous system. And it's really amazing how quickly people will feel themselves relax in a treatment.
McCann says the body's meridians look like a star chart.
And they applied the math of the stars to the human body. But this idea that there are places in our body that have a collection of nerves and blood vessels, the response is going to be stronger. And that's what the acupuncture points are, a place of a collection of nerves and vessels that elicits a response that creates a change in the moment.
She believes when dealing with mental health issues, it's good to create regular behavioral patterns to soothe the nervous system.
And when you have a rhythm, your body can calm down. It's the same as you do for your child. You go to bed at the same time. You wake at the same time. You eat at the same time. You exercise at the same time. And what I notice in Park City is we have so many fun things to do that we just wind up getting all over the map. And we start to feel overwhelmed and crazed.
McCann, an herbalist, says the body responds reliably to herbal remedies.
And our bodies and plants know how to talk to each other. And there's just thousands of years of use of these plants, and they know how our bodies respond. Many of the plants are high in vitamin B, which we know helps with anxiety, for example.
Traditional Chinese medicine practitioner Miley McCann from Stillpoint Healing Center will talk about health and wellness at the free lunch and learn scheduled for Wednesday at noon at the PC Mark on Little Kate Road. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.